prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank. Are you ready, Frank? Oh, he says yes, he's ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got some great information to impart on that will help you make some sound decisions out there and protect you. We're going to be talking about weaponizing your immune system. We also have some information on how to repair DNA and some other great stuff, and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm minding the time. And today's devotional puts us in Revelation 21, where it says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, yeah. Yeah, so the evil people, they get their comeuppance in a big, big way. And for all of eternity, actually. And, so the rest of us can live in peace, security, and love. I'm looking forward to that. So the next time you get a little down and out, just remember, God shall repay in his good time. And I volunteer to witness it. And that wraps that up. And let's do the quack report. Thanks, Rick. All right, let's see. First up, the quack report. We're going to be talking about this more in the first part of the show. This is a professor, Dolores Cahill. She's a professor out over there in the University College of Dublin. She says there's some horrific after-the-fact or latent deaths that are predicted, she says, especially among the elderly when they get their RNA vaccines, also known as COVID. She says there are serious potential side effects, and we're going to get into a lot of what she says in the first part of the show, but I have to say I totally agree with her. So we're going to get into that. And next up in the Quack Report, we're still on this vaccine thing. France is now skeptical about the coronavirus vaccines. This was 15 countries, especially France, ranked at the bottom in terms of willingness to get their COVID vaccine. This was a poll. About 40% of the French population said they wanted to get the vaccine. That's interesting because that's right up here with what America said. About 42% of Americans said, nah, I'm going to pass on that. So the polls are showing that three-quarters of nursing home workers, especially over in France, the government run, they're getting targeted to get the vaccine, and they don't want to take it. I'd find a new occupation. Here's a quote from Anna Karenjis. She's a nurse, works there at a home care facility in southern France. And she says, I have a brain. I'm capable of forming my own ideas. There is some mistrust of the authorities on my part when I see how the crisis has been managed in France from the start. Way to go, Anna. And last but not least in the Quack Report, Louisiana woman documented is suffering uncontrollable spasms after she gets the Pfizer coronavirus vaccination, convulsing, her body uncontrollably convulsing. She had to be admitted to the hospital. Brant Griner of Lake Charles, Louisiana, posted the video of his mother experiencing her uncontrollable convulsion. How long do you suppose that's going to stay up on the Internet, Frank? I bet you that's not going to be up there long. He said also with his post, this is what the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has done to my mom. He warned against getting it. So spasms, apparently, that are experienced like that, a neurological issue, Dr. Greg Everett Haseman said seizures like that are triggered by something that affected the nervous system to cause uncontrollable shaking or seizing. He says it has something that has affected your brain and your nervous system, abnormal neurological function of the spinal cord itself, he said also. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been warning people. You know, the working FDA list of what's going on with these things was pretty accurate, and so we've been warning people. So do your homework before you go line up to get one of those things. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to get into the first segment of our show, and it's pretty revealing. We've been covering ad nauseum vaccines, especially the COVID one. But as more information is leaking out and more evidence is coming forward, we want to share it with you. So So our segment is absolutely, I think you'll agree with me, Frank, at the when I'm done with this segment, that these vaccines are weaponizing your own immune system against you. That's what they're doing. So in, if you remember, Frank, in 2018, I reported that there were 80 official autoimmune diseases, and 14 of them have become very common. So one of the major contributors of autoimmune disorders is the vaccinations. Now, this this genetically changes your cell DNA, these vaccinations, and it promotes immune system dysfunction, which, you know, has the potential to be passed on. This is where, you know, medicine says, you know, you inherited an autoimmune disorder, but they're not admitting they created the problem. So scientific medicine neglects to admit they are causing these problems. This is not hard to determine, as many military physicians in the 1940s documented chronic illnesses like celiac disease in recruits and stated it could not be due to an evolutionary cell mutation that science says it is, because that only occurs over thousands of years. So in the early 1900s, vaccines were already in limited use, and science started testing them on the military. So in 1904, this German immunologist, Dr. Paul Ehrlich, he wrote that serum pathology was evident in the blood and was reacting with blood cells. So he described it as autotoxicus. That's what he said. So it's a, it was an autotoxin that was in the blood. So medicine says that this in itself is a toxicity. And the category of autoimmune disorders started to begin then. So since there were no long-term studies on vaccines, and a few scientists and physicians have risked their careers by revealing that the vaccines are produced no antibody protection, like we're told, and the immune system is undermined, and the toxic substances within the vaccine sink deep into your tissues to corrupt your cells, change your DNA, weaken the areas of the body that you're going to be most vulnerable in. So this is why autoimmune disorders tend to be varied. It'll corrupt your weakest genetic link. So science agrees that humans are not born with autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. Vaccines are given on day one at birth, and this invites the problem of autoimmune disease in 1 out of 5 people. And it can take years for the disorder to reveal itself, manifest. So it is a key reminder to remember autoimmune diseases really didn't exist before the use of vaccines. No, wasn't even in any of the medical textbooks. So what they do is they're turning your body against you. And there are some common symptoms for autoimmune disorders that would be fatigue, achy muscles, swelling and redness, fever, low grade, cognitive problems like memory, concentration issues, numbness and tingling in extremities, which would mean neurological, hair loss, skin rash, and digestive problems. So let's say you get an autoimmune diagnosis. Here are the organs that should be evaluated if you get an autoimmune diagnosis for an autoimmune disorder. Should evaluate the bones in the blood system, lungs, kidneys, adrenal glands, liver, gallbladder, nervous system, pancreas, cardio system, thyroid, muscular system, calcium, and other minerals to see what your electrolytes are doing, and also how's your immune system functioning. So typically, an autoimmune disease can affect any of those areas. Here's a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, November 2009. Autoimmune diseases are conventionally treated by separate medical specialties according to the type of organ that's involved. There have been missed opportunities to study the disease as a group. Well, let's look at the most common 14 autoimmune diseases, okay? So here's the most common: type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and psoriatic arthritis, multiple sclerosis, systemic lupus, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammation of the bowel, Addison's disease of the adrenal glands, Graves' disease of the thyroid, Sjögren's syndrome, adrenal gland disease again, myasthenia gravis, nervous system disease, vasculitis, vascular system illness, paracarsarmenia, which is a digestive disorder, and celiac disease. So those are the top 14. Now, how do you reverse this stuff? Well, if toxins are the cause, that's what they're saying, of the disorder, getting rid of the toxins is what you want to start with. So, and toxins can cause a depletion of nutrition in the body, so refortifying the body is also going to be one of those things I would do. So I like to put sulfur-rich foods and herbs back into the system as a detox, as the detox starts to begin. So one important nutrient that is lacking if you have an autoimmune system problem is glutathione. So if the body is low in these natural enzymes, amino acids, and antioxidants, it's going to make it harder for your body to correct the imbalance, detox itself, and heal. So there's some natural elements that also support your immune system and also will help you function normally, and we're going to get to that. First, let's look at some of the foods that have glutathione in them. Numerous foods, like your animal foods, will have this. A lot of nutrition the body is going to be needing to deal with an autoimmune disease. I like to utilize organic foods that can be consumed without cooking. Heat changes things chemically, so here's a brief list of glutathione foods. Apples, asparagus, avocados, broccoli, spinach, grapefruit, tomatoes, parsley, pears, carrots, oranges, garlic, pomegranates, blueberries, green leafy vegetables, bok choy, Brazil nuts, cabbage, arugula, kale, radishes, collard and mustard greens, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and watercress will have that glutathione. Also, spices that you can use that have glutathione are also curry, turmeric, and cumin. And then herbs that have glutathione, guttacola, mullein, cayenne pepper, your hot habaneros is good, Siberian ginseng, ginger root, hawthorn berry, licorice root, and your lobelia inflata herb. Well, let's just talk a little bit about these RNA vaccines and get a little background on them if you haven't read anything or heard anything about them. Over the last 100 years, vaccines have been kind of developing or scientifically evolving into some very lethal infections. Now, in January 2018, in the issue of Nature Review, they offered some really key points regarding RNA or mRNA vaccines, and the M stands for messenger RNA. So the scientific reports state that these new types of vaccines tend to be better. They say they have improved on them with regard to immunology, and according to them, they're better than the conventional type vaccines, which the conventional vaccines tend to take too long and they're too expensive to manufacture. So when they're using the RNA replicating, it's fast and quick and cheaper. Now, science describes your RNA vaccines to have the following enhancements. It increases protein translation. Now, that's going to be important in just a minute, so remember that. And this means that it takes over your natural immune system's ability to use prior antibodies and adapt them to defend you from an infection. Now, there was really nothing wrong with your immune system's ability to carry out this function, but the new vaccines will mess this function up. Now, also, the RNA vaccines will do sequenced optimized mRNA to influence immune system lipids, which means this will alter how the immune system is going to function. This is where we have an increased incidence of autoimmune disease, where the immune system has been modified and in many cases almost disabled. It can't function normally at all. Also, they have dendritic cell vaccines, and these have been tested for things like cancer, so it targets tumor cells. So these vaccines also adapt or alter your immune system. They want it to destroy the tumor. Tumors are initially the body's way of encapsulating cancer cells to prevent it from spreading. So it's telling your immune system, reverse that work you just did. And then lastly, using your RNA vaccines, it's going to create a new immune system pathway that will encourage additional diseases. So we're going to get into more of that in a minute. So what is really behind the new generation of vaccines, your RNA vaccines, other than they're cheaper to manufacture, and they don't have to, some of them don't have to be refrigerated. Well, according to this report in June 2010, the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, the vaccines will affect the human immune system, but will also act as an infertility agent. So the vaccines alter proteins needed for hormones and other reproductive functions. So the vaccines will reduce sperm output by targeting specific proteins. And the tetanus vaccine, for instance, is already a sterilization vaccine for females who will be infertile for about 7 to 10 years if they get it. Again, it's the protein in the tetanus shot. The serum makes the female system allergic to pregnancy, so a fertilized egg cannot attach to the lining of the uterus wall. So the serum is a serum version of RU486 drug. So it is really no surprise the two European physicians, Dr. Wolfgang Woodgard and Dr. Michael Yeadon, have warned people that your COVID RNA vaccines and your Pfizer vaccines can attack placenta cells and cause infertility. And the doctors were also, they also believe the real data showing that the vaccine has a less than 3% effective against the COVID virus. And we're gonna show why this vaccine is not going to protect you against COVID. Okay, we're going to get into the diabolical layer of this in a minute. So there's more being revealed, and we're dripping this out, apparently. And lately, more scientists are exposing the fraud behind COVID vaccines, and they're warning people about them. Here's a professor, we mentioned Dolores Cahill in the Quack Report segment. She's a translational research scientist. She's at the School of Medicine at University of Dublin. And she has this to report on your COVID messenger RNA vaccines. She says, there are three adverse reactions from the mRNA vaccines, specifically Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines. She goes on to list them. She says, the first reaction you see is anaphylaxis, which she says is life-threatening if you don't get it treated immediately. And this occurs the day of the vaccine or up to a week after you get the vaccine. So in some cases, there's a delay. Now, if this occurs, she says, the second dose shouldn't be given. And I don't know how many patients are being told that. Maybe they're not being told they shouldn't get the next shot. Then she goes on to say, then the real problems begin with the adverse reactions that are against the person's body. She says, when you're vaccinated with this mRNA COVID, she says the person is not protected from COVID, but when they come in contact with COVID, they're going to have a higher risk of mortality. So this is seeding the body to kill you when you come in contact with COVID. So the animal studies, she said, showed that there was an increased risk of death from 20 to 100%. In the animals, they gave them the vaccine, and then they exposed them to COVID now, and then most of them croaked. So, and she goes into why that is in a minute. So she says, patients over 80 years of age, she said, have a 2.5 time risk of severe side effects, and in which she says will not be, they may mean, the side effects will be to the point where those people will not be able to work or live life normally afterwards. So with the second vaccination of the COVID, she said 1 in 10, or about 10% of those over the age of 80 will have life-threatening reactions and die, especially when they encounter the COVID virus in the future. Then she says for the population that are not elderly, it looks like 50% of them will be severely harmed. And then she says, you won't have the capacity to survive this vaccine if you have underlying health conditions. Uh-oh. And that's what they saw in the clinical trials. People with, like, you know, cardiovascular disease, they died within 2 weeks. And so what if, you know, you get this vaccine, you didn't know you had an underlying condition? What about that? A lot of people don't go to the doctor anymore these days. They just don't, they stay away from them. They don't have any idea. Well, what the mRNA COVID vaccine does is it sets the body up for an autoimmune disease that will have chronic effects. Here's an example. If you inject people with nut allergies and you have using a serum made from peanuts, that's essentially what's going on here. So the first wave, she says, according to her report, now this is Dr. Cahill, she says the first wave is your anaphylactic shock. Then the second shot will cause a second wave of anaphylaxis plus allergic reactions. So with the additional shot, it creates a third wave that when you encounter the virus or a bacterium that may also be included in the vaccine, we still don't know what all is in there, she says it will stimulate your immune system to have an autoimmune disease response. Therefore, you will not have immunity against COVID, and the virus will weaponize your immune system against you. So the vaccine genetically modifies your immune system, changing the original organism. So the vaccine... It takes the viral proteins that are in the serum, the COVID proteins, and it stores them in your cells. And your immune system then attacks those cells. So that means it can attack any part of your body, including your organs. So physicians will diagnose a patient that gets into this area with sepsis or blood poisoning, and then they die of organ failure, not realizing the vaccine caused this problem. So, and the real narcissistic part of this patient, the patient volunteered for this vaccine, or maybe was provoked into getting it and forced to get it. So the people behind all this, you know, are saying, well, you asked us to kill you because you took the vaccine. Yeah, okay, Frank has something to add. He says, by definition, a vaccine found in U.S. Code 26-4132, paragraph 2, it must prevent the disease. If it does not prevent the disease, it is not a legally defined vaccine and therefore not protected under the, I guess the laws that protect the vaccine companies. Yeah. Well, good point, Frank. Yeah, but, you know, where are you going to find a righteous court to hear that argument? There's the question. Let me read you this quote by Dolores Cahill. She says, because the mRNA is in every cell of your body after your vaccination, it's nearly unstoppable. It will destroy your heart, your spleen, your lungs, your liver, because the messenger-induced vaccine has put the COVID protein into those cells of those organs. She says, I'm concerned that there are maybe multiple mRNAs in this vaccine, not just something like COVID virus. She says they could have included the regular influenza viruses or the pneumonia virus. This could be priming, she said, people to other cold and flu viruses that could be circulating, and it could be, you know, the death warrant. She says mRNA vaccines are absolutely as a dangerous gene therapy. Ooh, I am long for this break. We got more on the other side, so we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$20 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk. And we're on a cruise into wrapping this up here. You know, we have some ways to reverse vaccines, but you got to use the stuff immediately. And then, you know, just to make sure you catch everything, there's some things I would do. Let's say I was at a risk of getting an autoimmune disease. I would definitely detox the system using herbs that detox you, draw out all those residues, and from bowel to blood system, I do the whole shebang, and then I would super infuse a lot of herbal nutrition and food nutrition into the body, because a lot of times nutrition helps you detox even better. So if you want to get rid of pharmaceutical residues and heavy metals and things like that, you got to do the detox. Balanced organ cleanses that are certified organic and professional grade, I would go there. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. So I would use their organ cleanse system. I'd use their body food mix for the super infusion of nutrition. And then because of the areas that typically are most common areas for autoimmune, we just went over those, I would use their adrenal gland formula. I'd make sure I'd use the Celtic salt pain and anti-inflammatory formulas that they have. And then I may even have to move to some other areas to protect. I would use their brain concentrate for cognitive support, their heart formula for cardio, and then I would use their immune support herbs as well, and maybe some of their digestive and thyroid herbal formulas. So there's lots you can do there. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Their web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Now, for those in Canada that have trouble getting through on the toll-free number, which is supposed to be toll-free in Canada as well, here is another number to try, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. You might want to ask them about the products that reverse the vaccine. That's important too. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's not something they advertise, you know, and you probably know the reason. And but it's there. You can just ask them what it is, and they'll tell you. All right, we're gonna shift gears. And goodness, Frank, January's about to be toast. Seriously, where did the month go? I don't know. Let's talk about repairing DNA, since we were talking about the vaccines that kind of mess you up in the DNA area. Let's talk about how on a cellular area we can regenerate DNA, and you have this ability. Don't let doctors tell you you can't do it. You can. So how fast your cells repair and replace themselves is going to be an indicator of your overall health. Now, people with, like, cancer have a very slow regeneration rate compared to healthy people. And scientific studies are suggesting it may be due to nutritional deficiency. So cancer patients tend to be really low in minerals. And a big killer to cell regeneration is going to be stress. So people experiencing a lot of stress, which is consistent, you know, you get recurring stress, then their bodies will age faster, and they're more prone to disease. So stress management's going to be a must. So a random study actually took tissue samples from people. 7 to 10% of this group showed they had DNA damage. And DNA damage is described as broken strands of DNA. So these RNA vaccines break your DNA. Okay, so damaged DNA can lead to mutations, interfere with cell communication, your hormones, your neurotransmitters, your immune system. Need I say more? So we're going to take a look at how we can, you know, help ourselves out, help regenerate our DNA, avoid premature death and aging and illnesses as much as possible. Now, you want to look at your drugs first. A lot of prescription drugs damage DNA. No surprise there. Your chemotherapy drugs, your radiation treatments all damage your DNA. But your prescribed medications, and masses of people are on these drugs on a regular basis, and their drugs they take them every day. Or even when they get sick, and you put your DNA at risk. So the answer is you want to read up on those drugs and make sure you're knowledgeable about them. Now, the FQ Research Organization found that there is a class of antibiotics that damage your DNA, and it's called fluoroquinolones, and Cipro is on the list, ciprofloxacin, Levaquin, moxifloxacin, Avelox, and other medications. You can go to fqresearch.org. They have a list of these up on their website, and you can check it out. And by the way, I wanted to mention, and I neglected to mention, we were talking about France, 40% of their population said they're not getting the COVID vaccine, just like America. So that means in America now, if 40 or 42% of Americans are saying, you know, I'm going to skip the COVID vaccine, that means 196 million Americans, almost 60% of us, said they would get the vaccine. So based on what Dr. Cahill said, they're setting themselves up for premature death within, let's say, 2 years, especially if you have an underlying medical problem. Think about that, Frank. We could have nearly 60% of the United States population dead in 2 years from these vaccines. It's the potential's there. Anyway, that blows my mind. I hope it doesn't work. I hope it doesn't happen, but the potential of that happening is there. The seeds of it are there. So let's get back to our DNA repair. And how do antibiotics damage your DNA? Well, they disrupt the instructions the DNA functions on. And that's how it damages your mitochondria of your cells. In other words, antibiotics can cause oxidative stress on the cells, cause inflammation, and starve the cells of nutrition. So these antibiotics remove the magnesium from your cells, which they need to have for repair. Antibiotics are usually prescribed pretty frequently for things like sinus infections, UTIs, bladder infections, host of other things. So this could explain why Americans are magnesium deficient, and they have repeated use of these drugs and a lot of processed salt in their diet, and they have no magnesium left. And salt is typically how our ancestors replaced our electrolytes other than what was already in our food. So these drugs also remove the iron from your body, and without iron, your blood can't hold on to oxygen very well. So often, a lot of side effects become prominent when you get depleted like this. A lot of disruptive results happen within your body. Serious conditions result. Autoimmune disease is on the list, as well as vision problems like blindness, peripheral neuropathy, that numbness and tingling in the extremities. A lot of diabetics get that. And also aortic aneurysms, deadly heart clots. Don't want to even think about it. Here's a quote from the research organization. They said, the data obtained in our study suggests that Cipro antibiotics induce DNA damage related to oxidative stress and should be considered for further damage study of the central nervous system causing toxicity. So other medications used for cardiovascular disease also create a lot of damage because it literally flushes you of your minerals, including your zinc, which protects you from COVID. So this is why a lot of people with underlying health conditions fell off the cliff with COVID, say, right? Other addictions also undermine our DNA. Alcohol and smoking. These are the things that really damage our replicating, our ability to heal. The WHO classifies alcohol as a carcinogen. So the human body converts alcohol to acetaldehyde, and it reacts with the DNA, according to one doctor, Dr. Silva Balbo at the Cancer Center, University of Minnesota. Says alcohol consumption made the top of the list, which increases your risk of getting head and neck cancers, among other types of cancers. Long-term use of alcohol increases our risk because it damages cell repair mechanisms. So Dr. Balbo says the alcoholics especially have bodies that hold onto toxins because their body has difficulty purging them. So the American Cancer Society recommends you abstain from alcohol or use it very much in moderation. Men no more than 2 drinks per day. Women 1 drink. I think that's still too much, you know. But onto the smoking part, damaging DNA, our cells have to deal with 7,000 different chemicals in the tobacco smoke. So nearly 70 are classified as carcinogens. One cigarette is enough to damage your DNA because the chemicals physically attack the base of your DNA cells and change their size, shape, physical properties, and increase the risk of cell mutation. Marijuana also was studied and reported. It appeared in the 2009 Journal of Chemical Research and Toxicology that marijuana smoke does change cell DNA, according to Dr. Rainier Singhai of the University of Leicester. Cannabis smoke contains 50% more pollutants compared to just regular tobacco. He says smoking 3 or 4 cannabis cigarettes a day could cause the same amount of damage to bronchial mucous membranes as smoking a pack of cigarettes daily. The risk of mutation to the genes is significant, as marijuana users tend to inhale more deeply, increasing respiratory burden. Chronic smoking may overwhelm the capacity for repairing DNA, period. Well, and let's talk about healing, because lots of ways to provide the body with what it needs, healing energy, a lot of people refer to it. All living things have energy. They have a light source in them. The brighter and lighter, the more energy that source has. So spectrometers are often used to determine how much of a light energy source living things have, like plants, animals, and even humans. Now, here are some energy sources that can help us tap into and help our body regenerate. Our brain, we neglect to use our thoughts to help our bodies regenerate. So the human brain has these electrical energy pathways as well as chemical energy in there. So a China study was comparing cancer patients in a study who practiced having positive thoughts, and they found they had they speeded up their healing process when they did that. And that confirms what the Bible says, that having joy is good for health. So, yeah, good thoughts. This was from the China Institute. They say following 3 months of practice, the cell repair rate had nearly doubled. So people with good thoughts healed faster. Getting also the right nutrition is helpful. So the type of nutrients has a direct impact on our DNA and our ability to defend ourselves from disease. A lot of nutrients are listed, but one nutrient that seems to be predominant in your DNA repair is vitamin B, as in boy. Other nutrients the body likes to use is zinc, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, your vitamin C and E, enzymes, and antioxidants. I love antioxidants. There was a study, Frank, in 2009 that multivitamin use for antioxidant benefit affects your longevity. The research team said that there is a strong anti-inflammatory action to protect your DNA from damage when you use, get this, algae. Yeah, there was 14 times more antioxidant action in blue-green algae than in carrots or any of your beta-carotene foods. So that is more power than your vitamin E-rich sources. So chlorella, for instance, contains a rich source of B vitamins and beta-carotene and chlorophyll and lutein and vitamin K and calcium and zinc and iron and iodine. All those nutrients are awesome, and you find that in chlorella, blue-green algae. I think it's amazing. And let's not forget ginger root. This was Dr. Michael Greger. He did some studies on ginger root and how it helps reverse DNA damage. This test group of, he said, 10% DNA damage, they used a ginger root, and in 7 days the damage dropped to just 8%. So the study tested how the DNA damage was repaired just by eating various herbs and spices, and ginger root was in there. Apparently, herbs prevent oxidative stress on the cells, and it's estimated that by putting ginger root into your diet, it can reduce your DNA damage by about 25%. And the same result appeared if you used rosemary and turmeric. So you can think about these foods. They're kind of like free radical eaters. They get rid of that oxidative stress. And a lot of herbs and spices are not just antioxidant sources, but they also provide a lot of essential enzymes and gives you more potency in protecting your cell DNA. So, and just make sure your lifestyle is in check, because, you know, you can be doing all this good stuff with herbs and chlorella algae and all this, and then, you know, you kind of erase all that good work with, you know, bad diets. So the Wellness Journal had recommendations on diets to help you regenerate your DNA. Certain foods, certain sources will feed your genes, they actually said. However, in order to do that, they said every bite of what you eat has to count. You shouldn't have a lot of empty calories in your diet. So in general, the diet should be organic, fresh, and consistent with whole foods, no processed foods. And they said include quality protein sources and use healthy oils like olive and coconut oil. They also recommended lots of spice and herbal seasonings and limit or avoid the starchy vegetables and fruits. They said your beverages should be water and herbal teas. They said complex carbohydrates are preferred over the simple ones. And limit or remove your refined sugar and your refined oils. So they said healthy diets consist of nutrient density type foods. So the more nutritious the food is, the less volume of food the body needs for fuel, and you feel satisfied on less. So history is showing us that when society ate more organic fruits and vegetables and had lean proteins, it provided a vibrant health and prevented disease as well as obesity. So these are all certain ways to elegantly balance your system overall with what you put in. And, you know, grandma told you, you are what you eat, right? Yeah, my grandma used to say that. So whole foods, balanced chemistry, keep it simple, stay out of the drive-thrus, really. Don't go there. And don't throw a lot of processed foods in the shopping cart because you're going to pay for it later. Yeah, do it yourself. It's not hard. You can make things in 20, 30 minutes, and it's fabulous. I made some tacos with some organic spices the other day, and my youngest of three thought it was the bomb. He said, this is so good. Well, I mean, you know, it is, you know, organic, and you took the time to make it. We got a few minutes here, so I wanted to mention there was this research now. This was Dr. Bartholomew Klassen. He published this work in 2008. It was called the Open Endocrinology Journal Report. Molecule and Genetic Medicine also ran the report. And it was research that was done over 13 years in which they realized that many doctors, you know, have read these reports, and they still continue doing what they were doing, and they shouldn't be doing that. So what Dr. Klassen revealed was vaccines cause diabetes. Mm-hmm. Here is what the report says. Convincing evidence that the rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to the U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients and is being manifested in epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism. So Klassen's research seems to be complete, and it indicates there's enough evidence that a large segment of the autism classes also, cases, also an epidemic in his report, were linked to type 1 diabetes, and both were promoted by inflammatory autoimmune component responses from vaccines. So, you know, again, a vaccine is an assault on the human body. So what we've been told about vaccines, and I believe, you know, Dr. Anthony Norris, who told me this in the 90s, he had access to all the clinical trial data, the raw data on vaccines, and he used to be chief virologist at the FDA, and he got fired when he kind of exposed the fraud there. But needless to say, he told me that what we're told, what the public's told about vaccines, isn't accurate. They are devices, tools to seed the body with disease so that the drug complex and the healthcare corporation will have an endless supply of patients to manage their diseases. I was shocked, and Frank, 1994. Yeah, almost 95. I was 94, 95. When I heard that, I was just like stunned. I'm like, okay. Then I asked him, I said, What's with the boosters? Now, notice the COVID vaccine is given in successive booster shots. They don't give you just one shot, right? They're giving you two or three, right? Well, Dr. Morse told me that booster shots were giving you a little bit of the disease at a time. And I said, okay, so why do they do that? And he says, because if they gave you the full amount of the disease in one shot, it would kill you. So they're poisoning you little by little, seeding the body with disease little by weakening you and weakening you. And it's just, well, you know, the average person, Frank, has trouble wrapping their brain around this. And I understand. But look where you're at. You're on Earth. You're in the world. And who rules over this? This is Satan's territory. And what better way to take an industry that's supposed to be doing good for people and harm them? That's what Satan does. He corrupts everything. And so healthcare is not immune to that. Really. There's no area on this planet that's immune to that. So, Clausen also mentioned an Italian study, a study that also got into the Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabolism. It was additional evidence that there's this real link between vaccines and childhood obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. This research used a large group study, and it confirmed Clausen's findings. So, again, here's your gold standard in research where you can duplicate and get the same result. Alarming trend, the report said. Vaccines are causing epidemics of illnesses. Okay, so, you know, this was 2011 that was printed. And nobody does anything. Nobody, they read it, they don't do nothing. Now, if I can find this stuff, and if your doctor has read this stuff, why are they still promoting vaccines to you? Think about that. There's corruption in medicine. You know, they're protecting their assets. They're protecting their license to practice because they're owned by the drug companies. They're owned, and the drug companies own all these people over the medical boards, the schools they teach these medical students in. Money answereth all things. It's bad. It's bad. So we're the brunt of everything here, and I know I don't have time to go into more of his report, but it's awesome, by the way. And food for thought out there, you know, do your homework. I personally am not going to get COVID vaccine. Just not going to do it. And I don't care. You know, whatever it takes. We mentioned over 21 therapeutic drugs that other countries are using to treat COVID, and that's fine. No problem there. If you like prescription drugs, that's fine. But I think they're far less dangerous than the vaccine. Personally, I'm using astragalus root that's high in zinc because the zinc is used to protect your cells from COVID, so I'm using that. And no side effects. So if you're interested in learning more about your immune support herbs, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free catalog. They do have astragalus root, by the way. It's in a liquid form. Boom, it's in the system in 60 seconds. They are professional-grade formulations, so you'll like that. And they're certified organic to chill standards. You'll like that. They offer product support. You'll like that. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Taking the power back, that's what you do. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. Until then, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.